As promised, we're going to talk men's soccer, and we're joined by one of the great soccer players in U.S. history. It's Landon Donovan joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Landon, good morning. I'm Joe Spano. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing just great. Now, should I call you Landon Donovan or Don Oven? I love that commercial. I just love they throw you Don Oven. He doesn't, and this guy, as you're playing on like this pickup team, has no idea, or club team, has no idea who you are.
This is what life has come to for me, unfortunately.
Was it a fun commercial to film, by the way? Did you have
Very.
A lot of fun with it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and they did a really good job, so I thought it was great.
You didn't mind poking a little fun at yourself and going from being Landon Donovan, the face of U.S. soccer, to the anonymous Don Oven?
This is life for athletes post playing career, unfortunately.
All right, I tell you that I do like. I like the fact that, you know, you kind of have that perspective and get it. It'll lead me into my first question. Let's talk about what you are doing besides filming that commercial athletic life, as it were, or post competitive athletic life, as it were.
Well, it's a tricky proposition because for 18 years, you're sort of told, you know, where to be, what to do, what to wear, when to show up, all these things. So now you have all this free time, and at first on the surface it seems exciting, but at first it's a little daunting because you don't know what to do with all this free time. So I've been trying to stay active physically. I've been trying to stay involved in the game, trying to do things that I'm passionate about, and all while trying to enjoy life.
Excellent. And so you're finding some of these other outlets and other things to do to kind of keep yourself busy, because you know what they say, idle hands are the devil's workshop.
This is true, my friend. So at first I was really eager to do something because I was so used to doing something, and at the strong urging of my family and my agent and friends, they said, listen, just take some time, relax, enjoy life a little bit, and, you know, you're 33, there's plenty of time to find what's next in life. So I reluctantly listened, but fortunately it was the right thing to do. So now it's been almost a year since I retired, and I'm at the point now where I'm starting to get the itch to really do something that I'm passionate about.
I'm confident you'll find your way, Landon. And, you know, before we move on to some other things, let's talk about your partnership with Liberty Mutual Insurance and how instrumental they've been in so many ways with the U.S. Olympic movement, the U.S. soccer movement. It's a great company as far as helping out athletes.
It really is, and they've been a longtime sponsor of U.S. soccer and always, from the youth all the way up to the full national team. They've been a good partner of mine. They care about the sport like we do, and they're here in St. Louis with me. We're having a fun couple days. We're going out this afternoon to surprise a few club soccer teams, a boys team and a girls team, and just train with them and hopefully give them an experience they couldn't get elsewhere. We're going to give them tickets to the game tomorrow, and then at the match tomorrow, we're having a Liberty Mutual booth where fans can, that are already going to the game, can get a chance to upgrade their seat with a better seat replacement idea that's a play on the better car replacement that Liberty Mutual does, where they, if your car is totaled, they'll give you a newer car with less miles on it, just to make that transition a little easier if you get your car totaled. So we're doing a little fun initiative play on that fans can show up to the booth, and if they have a seat that they're wishing was a little better, they can have the chance to upgrade it and sit in a suite, have food, drinks, and enjoy the match a little bit more than they might have.
And the match you speak of, it's the first home match of the 2018 FIFA World Cup qualifying. It takes place in St. Louis.
Correct.
So I guess with that, let's talk about this U.S. men's national soccer team and its prospects for 2018. 2018 is pretty far away.
I know, it's crazy,
but
right?
You know, obviously, U.S. men's soccer has been a slow, slow build. And now the expectations are really growing, as those of us in this country who've watched the growth, we expect over the next couple of years U.S. men's soccer to kind of start to compete with the elite around the world. Talk to us about the prospects of that happening with this current group of men's national soccer players.
Well, there's two pieces of it. One is you want the immediate gratification of doing well and succeeding, and it starts tomorrow night with a World Cup qualifier, and then hopefully they play in the World Cup in Russia in 3 years. But the long-term big-picture goal is how do we create and develop better players over time so that we can compete on a consistent level with the other countries, because all these other countries are consistently producing great players, and that's something that we need to improve at. We have the infrastructure here, we have the resources in this country, and now we just got to get it right and get the right people in place to help push that. So those are the short term and then the long term.
You know, and it's been amazing, and that is the voice of U.S. men's national soccer legend Landon Donovan joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Now, Landon, it's been a slow growth. You know, there were times where it was speculated that the growth of soccer in this country would be meteoric. It's been a nice, slow, steady climb.
Right.
And now we're looking ahead to the World Cup in 2018, and before that, the Olympics in Rio in 2016, as the road to Rio, and Rio starts in less than a year. You looked forward to the future. What does the present look like? Is this the kind of team that could perhaps medal in the Olympics and going forward, looking ahead to the World Cup? Is this a team that could really make some noise? Is that where we're headed? Because I've seen so much growth over the last few years. I look at the level of play in the MLS and how well we've competed on the international stage of late. So I'm very optimistic about the short and long-term future of men's soccer.
Yeah, I agree with you. And we have now the players that have played enough high-level games, understand what that competition is like and what it's about. So we have the ability to compete, there's no question. The challenge for our teams is to be consistent. And, you know, when you play in a World Cup, to win a World Cup, you've got to play in and win the majority of seven games. And so you can't just have one game and then have one bad game. If you have one good game and one bad game, you're out of the tournament. And so that's where we still have to improve. And the way you do that is by developing more and better players, so that there's 23 guys on your roster that can really compete. So it's certainly possible. We have to keep getting better, and we have to be able to put together a tournament of five or six or seven great games. And if we do so, there's no reason why the team can't do very well going into the World Cup.
Landon, is that where you think we're still falling short more than our frontline guys, where maybe our first six are as good as the first six of anybody around the world? Do you think it's, say, from guys 15 to 23, where perhaps at this point in our development, the U.S. men's national soccer team and our soccer programs in general just don't have the depth that they have in Europe and in South America and in Central America and around the world?
Yeah, that's certainly the case. And listen, we don't have, you know, I wish we did, we've never had a player like Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo or Neymar, guys like this. And so when I talk about the long term, you want to help develop a player like that. And obviously, you need the right player, the right talent, the right personality that fits that. But those countries, it's not a fluke that, you know, Maradona and Messi both came from Argentina, or Pele and Neymar and Ronaldinho all come from Brazil. There's a reason that they're developing players like that, and that's what we need to figure out. Now, to your other point, the teams are deeper than ours. You know, they have players that are worth $40, $50, $60, $70 million versus our guys that are worth $7, $8, $9, $10 million, and there's a reason for that. But we still are good enough that we can compete at a high level consistently. But we have to put it together, and that's always been the challenge for our national team. And in big tournaments, it's can you do it for 3 games in a row, 4 games in a row, 5 games in a row? And that's where you need depth, and you need a really deep roster.
Okay, well, we've talked about the deep roster. We've talked about the talent, what we need to do to go further. Do you like the leadership of the U.S. men's national soccer team? Do you think we have the coach in place, and he's had success in the past? Do you think he's the guy that can get us to where we need to be?
It's to be determined. You know, initially, I think the answer was a resounding yes. Over this summer, I think there's been some warranted criticism of the team and the way the team has played, and we'll see. I mean, this is the proof is in the pudding, and this is where it all matters. So the Gold Cup was a big test over this summer for the U.S. team that was failed, and there was a big game against Mexico in October that was a fail. And so now it's time to have some positives and try to change the tone of the team, and this is what matters. I mean, people want to see the team in the World Cup. The guys want to be in the World Cup, so if the team is able to start off right and do well in qualifying, then you know all that from this summer can be forgotten and the team can move forward.
Fair enough, Landon. We want to keep you on schedule because I know they're going to start tapping you on the shoulder. We got to go. So real quick before we let you out the door, one more time, your relationship and partnership with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Yeah, they've been great, and as I said, people can show up tomorrow to the Liberty Mutual booth if people are coming to the game. And have a chance to win a better seat replacement, which is a pretty cool thing. I think if you're a fan, have a chance to go sit in the suite and enjoy the game. So stop by the booth, and should be a great match. Go USA.
Landon, thanks so much. Always great to visit with you. Truly a pleasure. You're welcome back anytime. Best of luck going forward.
Thanks a lot, Joe. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye now.